The National Seafood Marketing Coalition is an initiative by the United Fishermen of Alaska that was formed in January of 2010. The coalition is looking to gain consistent federal funding to promote better marketing and research for seafood producers nationwide. Currently, they are working on gaining members of the seafood industry. Director of the National Seafood Coalition, Bruce Shackler in Kodiak, Alaska, says outreach is growing.
Right now, as it has for the last year and a half, we're in just a mode of outreach, education and outreach of what our goal is. The goal of the National Seafood Marketing Coalition is to create a National Seafood Marketing Fund that is there every year, all the time, each year for funding for national seafood marketing.
Shackler says they hope to present their plan to Congress by the end of this year.
Well, the coalition is getting larger by the minute. It has representatives of the seafood industry, and by seafood industry I mean everything from a Bering Sea pollock all the way to farm catfish and everything in between. You know, we're all food producers. We're all producing fish for food, and in that manner, we're all the same. And we're trying to keep everybody all on the same team. So we continue to do outreach across the United States. We've got approximately 65 different organizations representing 25 states, and we've all pretty much agreed on how this should go forward. And what the legislation would look like when it's finally introduced, and we're hoping that it's going to be introduced sometime this year.
Outreach coordinator Julie Decker in Wrangell says marketing seafood does not just mean advertisement.
Last year, we started working on a concept. We were just starting out, sort of delivering a message. That we believe the American seafood industry could benefit from long-term, consistent support for marketing. And when we say marketing, we mean not just advertising, but also things like product development, quality improvements, things that work to deeper issues, deeper sort of development issues within the seafood industry. And what we've seen in Alaska with the salmon industry is when we had some serious competition from imported farmed salmon, which still exists, the wild salmon industry was really knocked down and had to compete in a lot of different ways that we hadn't in the past. It forced us to increase our quality. It forced us to start producing other products other than canned salmon. Now we've got, things from salmon burgers to salmon nuggets and yummy chummies, dog treats, and salmon oil capsules, and a lot of things that came out of a period of time when we saw an influx of some federal money to help encourage some of those developments that needed to happen. So what we're trying to do is replicate that on a national basis. So this concept we have would take some federal funding and put it into regional boards, and these boards would administer the funding in order to basically increase the value of American seafood.
Decker said the regions that would receive funding are North and West Pacific regions, which are Alaska and Hawaii, the Pacific Coast, the Gulf of Mexico, Southeast Atlantic, and the Northeast Atlantic. Decker says funding can be created by using the money from the import tax of foreign seafood sold in the United States.
The funding source that we've been able to identify that seems to make most sense is the import duties on what we call fish and fish products that are currently levied. So this is not a new tax. This is something that's already in place. About $350 million a year comes in from these imported seafood products. And we'd like to take a portion of that. We're roughly saying $100 million a year to put into this new fund. Marketing fund.
Shackler says the initiative of funding seafood research and marketing is not a new idea.
Back in 1954, then Senator John F. Kennedy, put together some legislation called the SK, the Salt and Saul Kennedy Act. that was put together and funded through tariffs and import duties, specifically to promote and develop seafood products. And over time, the purpose of that kind of got lost. And however, the funding is still there. The funding source is still there. The funds have pretty much been diverted to other things. The whole point of the exercise here is to try to bring it back to where it was and to bring those purposes back.
Shackler says Alaska's push for marketing stems from its reliance on seafood.
Alaska got started in seafood marketing 30 years ago, I guess it was now, and we've just been at it a long time. So I guess it just seems like a natural thing, but I'll tell you, it's a lot of people in every state in the union is that has some kind of fish is looking to get more value out of it, and they all agree this is how to do it.
At Tuesday's Borough Assembly meeting in Wrangell, Decker asked the Assembly for support from their D.C. lobbyists to promote the National Seafood and Marketing Coalition Fund. Decker said the funding could revitalize the Alaskan seafood industry and create more jobs for people in Alaska. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.